It's mid-afternoon, shortly after the close of our last episode, as Perry Mason's office girl enters Mason's private office.
Perry?
Oh, Gertie.
And Mr. Wallace just phoned. Mr. Mason took it in the law library. He says I'm to help you.
Well, good.
Help you move furniture?
Well, not enough to hurt, Gertie. We're just going to move these chairs in front of Mr. Mason's desk.
All righty. How many?
Just three chairs in front of his desk.
You going to have a meeting? That'll be Mr. Drake.
Yeah, I'll let him in, will you?
He coming to the meeting?
He's here.
Gertie, how are you, beautiful?
I'm fine, Mr. Drake. How are you?
Oh, I'm in the pink. Della, you're looking beautiful.
I am beautiful. No, don't sit there. Pull up another chair.
Now, that makes three. Is there going to be three people at the meeting?
I do not know.
Mr. Mason's keeping it a secret.
Yeah? There's no secret. I can't smell money for the Drake Agency. Say, Della, let you and me go to dinner tonight, huh?
Dutch?
Della, did I ever ask you to pay?
Yes.
Okay. How about it? All the trimmings.
What's the matter with Dodo?
Well, that's what you asked me the last time I asked you to dinner.
Well, what is the matter with Dodo?
Nothing's the matter with Dodo. A man can't concentrate on one girl all the time. Isn't fair to all the rest.
Della, if you don't want to go, I'll go. You can concentrate on me, Mr. Drake.
Sorry to keep you all waiting.
Oh, I kept them entertained.
Yeah, we can always laugh at Mr. Drake.
Well, sit down, Paul. Della, where are you going, Gertie?
Back to my switchboard.
You come right back here and sit down.
Me?
Yes, yes. You have a voice in this, too, Gertie.
Oh, I do?
And you might lock the outer office door. We don't want to be disturbed.
Ah, mysterious doings, huh, Perry? Well, I hope it won't take too long. Del and I are going to dinner.
Thanks, just the same, Paul, but I don't...
What's the matter with Dodo?
Why does everybody ask me that? Nothing is the matter with Dodo. She's a sweet kid.
Yeah, if you like kids. Yeah.
I've just decided why Paul likes this girl. It's her name. Dodo.
Yeah, your boss thought of that weeks ago.
Oh.
I locked it, Mr. Mason.
All right, Gertie, have a seat. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. In general terms, and then if we decide to go ahead, we'll get down to brass tacks. I've been approached by the board chairman of a large insurance company, Mr. Donald T. Wallace.
The National Indemnity Company.
Oh. Mr. Wallace also represents a number of insurance companies, and they want me to direct an investigation of a stolen car syndicate.
Syndicate, Perry?
That's the word. There's evidence of a huge, well-organized stolen car ring. It's big, Paul.
I knew I smelled money.
Maybe. If I take it on. The police are working on it.
Figure you can do more than the police?
Well, that's why you and Della and Gertie are here. Now, the police are well organized. They have a tremendous organization. And I don't kid myself, I can hope to match their manpower or their organization. But I do have two advantages. One is a fresh viewpoint. I can hit it from a different angle. But I'll have to have an organization of my own. In the first place, I have other irons in the fire.
You intend to stay in business?
Yes, I do. But if I take this on, it'll mean extra work for Della, Gertie, Jackson. I cannot bring an outsider in because we'll have to work secretly. So what about it, Gertie?
Well, I don't mind extra work.
Della?
No, sure, Chief.
Okay. Of course, the extra time you put in will mean a bigger bonus for you at the end of the year.
what about me, Perry? The way I see it, you're going to need a lot of legwork
no,
done, and
no,
I can
no,
do...
No, Paul, I won't need a lot of men. I said the police have all the manpower we need.
After the way Lieutenant Bailey talked?
Well, I think we can change his tune.
How?
I'll show you, if we're going ahead. We are? Then, Paul, I will need perhaps four or five good men. I said good men. Can you get them?
If you want to spend the dough.
Well, the insurance companies have promised... Well, there will be unlimited funds.
How pleasant.
Yes, well, let me add that Miss Street will examine all expense reports.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Somebody's always taking the joy out of life.
Oh, I'll be fair, Paul.
That's what bothers me.
Now, let me point out, this is only conjecture so far. I haven't accepted. And I won't until you understand what we might be up against and agree. It won't be easy. It could be dangerous.
You're scaring me.
Well, I'm speaking mainly to Gertie and Della. Here's what I'm driving at. The syndicate bosses are ruthless. They have hit on a fabulously profitable racket. If I start crowding them, they'll hit back. You are associated with me, so you will share the danger. Well?
Well, why the meeting? We've been associated with you before, Chief. We've been in danger before. I even got shot at once, remember?
Oh, is that your answer?
It is for me. What is this, Chief?
A gag?
Sure, it's a gag. Can't you see his face? Now talk, Perry.
We move right in, Paul.
Got an angle?
Yes, Gertie gave it to me when she asked me to see the son of a friend of hers.
Francis Riley?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I already checked on him.
But you didn't talk to him then.
You did. He didn't tell you a thing.
No?
No. He... What?
Lieutenant Bailey called me a fancy Dan.
Did you wear that tie?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to show him just how fancy I can be. Gertie, get me the office of District Attorney Frederick Abt.
Yes, sir. Gee, at last I'm in on something.
What are you up to, Perry? Or is that a secret?
No, not anymore. You said that you are in.
Mr. Perry Mason wants to speak to the district attorney, please. Yes, he's waiting.
Oh, thank you, Gertie. Oh, hello, Abt. Yes, Mason. Listen, Abt, a boy named Francis Riley is being held in city jail. Yes, he's waiting trial on a charge of auto theft. No, no, I'm not representing him, but I am working with his attorney. Well, I think Riley has information in connection with another case. Would you release him in my custody for an hour or so? I think I can make him talk. I want to take him to the morgue.
Yeah, from my end.
That's right, the morgue. Well, I have to break him down, Abt, you understand. Mm-hmm. Very well. I'll make formal application tomorrow. Thank you. Now then.
Do you have to do that, Mr. Mason?
I'm afraid so, Gertie.
I know you want him to talk, Perry, but all I found out, Riley's a nice kid who stepped out of line just once.
I need to know what he knows, Paul.
Wait a minute. Fancy Dan.
What, Della?
You are being fancy. Aren't you, Perry?
Well, Della, I couldn't afford to lie to the district attorney.
I know,
so,
but...
So, there you are. Della, I am going to take Francis Riley to the morgue.
And give him the works?
And give him the works. Gertie.
Yeah, Mr. Mason.
Don't worry too much about Francis.
I won't if you tell me not to, Mr. Mason. So long as I don't have to go alone.
Then just one more thing. We have a starting place, but we don't know where the trail will lead us or how far. No telling what we'll find when we start turning over stones. This thing is big. We've absolutely no idea yet who may have a connection. So watch yourself, Gertie. Don't forget Wilbur. Okay, let's go back to work. Hmm?
Okay, Mr. Mason.
I'll see you, Perry.
Right, Paul. Oh, Della, stay a moment. Hmm?
Okay, Chief.
There is an aspect of this that affects us personally.
Kate Beekman?
Yes.
Well, you warned Audrey you might not be able to offer Kate the job.
Well, now it's definite. You understand why I can't bring Kate into this.
Oh, yes. But you ought to tell her, Perry.
Yes, I guess so. I'll do it now.
And Mr. Wallace?
Oh, yes. You make an appointment for me with him immediately.
Okay.
Hmm? Hello, Kate. It's Perry Mason. Yes. How are you feeling? Oh, well, I'm glad to know you're out of bed. Listen, Kate, I wanted to tell you personally. I can't give you details, but due to certain circumstances, I can't take on any extra help at the present. Well, if I could use anyone, we would rather have you, but we're... Well, you're more than welcome. What? Oh? Oh, well, I'll bet you are curious. Well, let me know if you have time. Right, Katie. Goodbye.
Too bad you couldn't explain to her. She all right about it?
Oh, yes. She's a sweet kid. Helen Powers is coming to see her.
Who?
Helen Powers, the dance director. Kate collapsed when she was auditioning for her.
Really? Coming to see Kate?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wonder why. And I wonder what you mean by what you told Mr. Abt.
Just what I said.
I mean, you're going to take Francis Riley to the morgue and give him the works.
Mm.
Wouldn't you like to tell me about it, Perry?
No. Because you are now going to get Mr. Wallace for me. We're in a hurry. Get moving, Miss Street.
All right, Fancy Dan. But if you just tell me... Perry, if you... I tell you, Perry Mason, don't you dare! I'll get Mr. Wallace. I'll get him right now.
Well, don't you wonder just what Mason does intend in regard to Francis Riley? And don't you wonder what Helen Powers' visit will mean to Kate Beekman? Perhaps you've guessed that both Perry Mason and Kate Beekman are going to experience an exciting and dangerous adventure. You'll join us on Monday, won't you?